FreePod host, Alan Wenzel. And I'm pleased to host this week's in-depth interview with Jasmine Wingert, Stevenson County Clerk. Jasmine, thanks for taking time to be with us this morning to talk to our listeners about the election process. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alan. I'm looking forward to talking and discussing the upcoming November 5th general election.
Well, let's start at the top, Jasmine. What preparations are you and your office making for the upcoming elections?
Myself, as well as my team, we are making many preparations to prepare for the upcoming election. We are trying to be as proactive in preparing because we know it's going to be a large turnout. Some of the things that we have to do in preparation is the publications that go in the newspaper. They're also available on our website. Training of the election judges for election day and the communication with assigning those election judges to polling locations, preparing the supplies for those locations, ballot proofing. Some people may not know there's different ballot styles for different districts within Stevenson County. While we're all voting on president, depending on what district you are in, you may be voting on someone for a county board race. So there's lots of time spent with ballot proofing and with the many different ballot styles.
Excuse me for interrupting. Now, how many different ballots do you have to get ready for an election for Stevenson County?
Depending on the election, because this is a general, we will have less ballot styles than we had in March because there was a Democrat and Republican ballot. But can be over 100 different ballot styles depending on the race. So there's lots of time spent in proofing those ballots.
And you have to make sure the right ballots get to the right polling places and the right districts to make all of that happen correctly. Wow. You must have a big spreadsheet that covers all of that.
Yes, that's a lot of the behind the scenes that a lot of people don't see.
Mm-hmm. So you are responsible for getting all the supplies to the polling places. When do you do that? The night before, the morning of? When do you deliver ballot boxes and ballots and all of that kind of equipment that's needed for the election?
So we do all the preparation in-house here at the Stewart Center down in the basement. And the day before the election on Monday, there's an election judge that comes in, picks up the supplies to take to the polling location. And then after the night is over, the election judge, a Democrat and Republican election judge, will bring the supplies back to the election room.
Let's talk about the election judges for just a second. That's such an important piece of this whole process. And I think it's probably a part that a lot of people just aren't aware of, not only how important it is, but what exactly they do. Could you please run through some of the responsibilities for an election judge? You just mentioned picking up the ballots, getting in the right place and bringing them back. But what happens in between Monday night and Tuesday night?
Yeah, so the election judges, they have to get to the polling location at 5 a.m. by 5. And then the polling location is open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Once the polls close at 7 p.m., they have to do all of the tallying throughout the day. They're doing tallying, making sure that how many applications they have, that's how many ballots they have. They're checking that every hour. But they are administrating the elections at that polling location. So they have a very important job. We have phenomenal election judges here in Stevenson County, and we're always looking for more. But we actually just did the election certification last week, where every 2 years, the election judges have to get recertified.
So is it too late to become an election judge for this go around? Or if someone wanted to, they could get your name to you, Jasmine, for the next election in a couple of years or next year?
Yes, we are always looking for more election judges. We have a great group set up, but sometimes emergencies come up. So we always encourage individuals to apply to be an election judge. They can call our office or stop in. We're happy to mail the application to them. But we always want to have election judges on board and trained in the case some have to drop out due to personal reasons.
Sure. So on the day of the election judges are really in charge of the polling place. Is that correct? I mean, they oversee everything. They're responsible for everything that happens there. That's a big responsibility.
They have a huge responsibility. If there's any questions, they can call our office or someone from our team is willing to go out to that polling location. But we put a lot of trust into the election judges to administer the elections and make sure that it's fair at the polling place.
I bet you have some folks who've done this for a long time and really dedicated to that responsibility. And I imagine it's a joy working with them year after year because familiar faces, but certainly they know the job and they know how important it is.
Yeah, it's phenomenal walking through the grocery store and seeing an election judge, and they're wondering when the next election is going to be or when a training is going to be. So building that personal relationship with the election judges, I really have enjoyed it.
My mom, years and years ago, was an election judge, and she always came home and talked about all the goodies that people had, you know, the cookies, the brownies, and the treats of people. Because it's an all-day, I mean, you don't leave. You're there for all day.
It's an extremely long day. So some of the election judges that have become friends, they coordinate and they plan out the meals for the day together. And I think they look forward to that portion.
Yeah, it kind of makes me want to be an election judge. Yeah, so I'll get my name in. Well, let's talk a little bit about the voting process itself, or the voters going to the polls. Hey, and I'm just going to start with kind of some basic information. How do I know if I'm registered to vote even? Is there a way for me to check that to see if I need to register, or what steps do I go through to determine that?
There's a couple different ways you can see if you're registered. You can call our office always, and we can tell you if you're registered, where your polling location is. If you have a voter registration card, you can come into our office, but you can also go onto our website, and under the election tabs, there's a portion that says, am I registered to vote? Where do I vote? And you'll click that and enter your information, and it will tell you if you're registered to vote, where your polling location is, and what the districts are that you could be voting on.
Oh, that's great. Well, what is your website address quickly, Jasmine? What is that?
StevensonCountyIL.gov.
StevensonCounty?
Yep.
IL.gov.
Yes.
And county's all one
Spelled out.
Okay.
Yes, and then you'll go to departments, county clerk and recorder, and you'll go to the elections.
Okay. And could you give us the phone number for your office here in the Stewart Center that would help people if they just want to make a call?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes that's the easiest to do.
Sure.
815-235-8289.
815-235-8289.
Yes.
Okay, great. I also wonder a little bit about the early voting process, Jasmine. When does that start, and how do you go about doing that, and what are the steps involved in early voting?
Yeah, early voting, it starts September 26th. Early voting, it takes place right down in the lower level of the Stewart Center, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. And then the Saturday before the election, November 2nd, we're open 9 to 12.
9 to 12 on Saturday before the election. And I mentioned a lot of people take advantage of that. Do you have any ideas to what percent of the voters do early voting? Or is that hard to determine, probably?
It depends. There's an increase in vote by mail. So a lot of people are taking advantage of the early voting and the vote by mail.
Well, let's talk about vote by mail. It's all kind of the same thing. You can early vote in person or by mail.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does the mail procedure work, Jasmine?
Yep. So in order to receive a vote by mail ballot, you have to apply for it. You can apply for the vote by mail or in person. We're actually sending out postcards that are dropping that will be sent to every registered voter where they can apply to be a single vote by mail or permanent vote by mail.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So those postcards will be coming in the mail to all Stevenson County residents. We have to send those out by statute.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that you could be permanently vote by mail. I didn't know there was that opportunity to do that.
Yep. And so then for the vote by mail, there's a couple different options to get it back to us. You can drop it in the secure vote by mail drop boxes here at the Stewart Center. There's one drop box at the entrance and then one at the west ramp in case someone needs to drive and drop it in and they're unable to walk to the box. The secure vote-by-mail drop boxes are under 24-hour surveillance. So you can drop it in the drop box, you can drop it at the county clerk's office or down at the election office, or you can mail it to our office. If you're mailing it, it does have to be postmarked by 11:59 on election day of November 5th.
Okay, that's good to know. By 11:59 on the day of the election, has to be postmarked by
Yes, and then up to 14 days we can receive it for it to count.
So you have a number of drop boxes here at the Stewart Center in Freeport. Are there any other drop boxes anywhere else in the county, or is this the only place?
This is the only place for the drop boxes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's still convenient. It's 24 hours a day, and it's secure, as you said.
Secure, so under video surveillance.
Lots of opportunity, again, for people to just drop that ballot off if they want to. So as you get ready for the election, what are the challenges? You know, I imagine you probably go and think, geez, I have everything covered. Do I have all the boxes checked? What's on your brain? What are the challenges for you as you think about the election coming up?
When I think of the challenges of the election coming up, I just want the voters here in Stevenson County to be informed. I think it's important that we make sure that our voters have the correct information, and it's vital to restoring voter confidence in our national elections. And I think that work is best done at the local level.
Mm-hmm. So again, if people have questions, they call your office, Jasmine, or go on to your website.
Yep, we have our email on the website as well. They're welcome to email us, call us, come in and see us.
So any information they would want, you are able to provide pretty quickly through one of several means of responding, by phone call or by email or by response to the website. So that's great. Jasmine, I wonder if you could talk just a little bit about some of the possible disinformation pieces that could be out there for voters about voting. Could you talk just a little bit about that and what we might be on the lookout for?
Yeah, from a firsthand experience, I have seen misinformation or the use of AI related to elections. Something I had saw circulating the internet just last week was, if you saw something wrote on your ballot, you need to give that ballot back. Those that know the election law in Illinois know that in the top right-hand corner, when someone is given their ballot, it has to have the election judge's initials on it. So that was disinformation circulating the internet. If any voter or anyone is aware of misinformation or the use of AI and have questions, please reach out to your local election official or contact the Illinois State Board of Elections.
And I would guess, Jasmine, that unless a communication comes from your office directly about voting, it's coming from some third party, just question that and wonder who's sending me this and why. And if there are any questions, make sure they call your office, again, at 815-235-8289.
Yes, call our office or come in and see us. We want to combat this misinformation with the correct information for the voters in Stevenson County.
That's a really important issue. I'm glad that you mentioned that, Jasmine. Any questions at all that you might have about something you receive in the mail, call the county clerk's office for clarification. Any final thoughts you have for us, Jasmine? I appreciate your time. I know you have a busy schedule, and thanks for taking some time out from that schedule to talk to us. Any final thoughts for our listeners about the upcoming election?
I encourage the voters to get out and vote. As we've discussed today, there's different ways to vote, whether it's in person, down in the lower level, through mail, or on election day at their polling location. In a federal election, one thing that we do differently than other elections is we have the FVT, that's the Freedom Vote Tablet machine, which are in place to provide audio to accommodate those who are visually impaired or have trouble reading. So these help those able to vote. They can even vote here in the lower level on election day.
They can?
Yes, yes.
I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. We often do the early voting in person at the lower level, but you can vote here on election day.
If all else
fails, oh my gosh, I don't have time to run out to my polling place, I'm downtown, I can just stop and vote that day here also.
Yep, we are a polling location.
Wow, interesting. Jasmine, thanks so much for your time and for your work as county clerk. And I appreciate all that you and your office does to make sure these elections happen smoothly and efficiently. And again, listeners, thank you for tuning in to our regular weekly podcast on Thursdays at noon, and for our in-depth interview, which drops every Tuesday at noon. So regular newscast Thursday at noon, in-depth interview Tuesday at noon. And we couldn't have done this without the help of a lot of supporters in the community, primarily the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College. And to all of our liaisons and reporters, a big thank you for the volunteer help you give us. And Jasmine, again, thank you so much for joining us today for a free pod interview.
Thank you, Alan.